Audience in the country, I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic anti-choice talk show host. We are going to play clips of phone calls placed to abortion clinics around the country. And you will be able to hear for yourself how abortion clinic personnel deal with the issue of child rape. Child rape, statutory rape. All right, now here's the scenario. There's an organization called Life Dynamics. And Life Dynamics, let's put all the cards on the table. They are an anti-abortion group. They're an anti-choice group. They don't like abortion. They're trying to stop abortion. And they want to make abortion mills look bad. So that's where they're coming from. They're out of Denton, Texas. And what they did was they employed a woman, a 23-year-old woman, who has a voice that she sounds like she's 13 or 14. And she placed 813 calls to abortion mills all over the country, every single Planned Parenthood, and every single abortion mill that's a part of the Abortion Federation of America. 813 calls with this scenario each time. She called in as a 13-year-old girl. I think sometimes she said she was 14. And that she was impregnated by her 22-year-old boyfriend. And this was all recorded. And in fact, you can get a video that goes over dozens of these calls from Life Dynamics. We are going to play audio clips from some of them for you right now, and we'll talk about it. So you'll be able to call us up at 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. If you want other people to hear these, you could call them right now. Tell them to tune in, whether you're in New York or Massachusetts, Indiana, Denver. Tell them to tune in right now to Bob Enyart Live, broadcasting over the Information Radio Network. And if you can't get to somebody in the next 2 minutes, then have them go to on the internet anytime, kgov.com, kgov.com. What is the law? What is the law regarding a healthcare worker who has knowledge or reason to believe that a child is being raped, statutory rape, by an adult? Is the law that the healthcare worker is to notify the authorities, call the police? Now, what would the adult, an adult who's raping a 13-year-old girl, a 14-year-old girl, what would that adult, that child molester, what would that child molester want the Planned Parenthood employee to do? Well, We're going to go to the first clip right now. We have a number of these, and we'll see how many we want to run. So here we go. Clip number one. Now, these come from different states: Missouri, North Carolina, Connecticut, Wisconsin, New Jersey, my home state, Utah. But we're going to start out with Colorado, which is where Bob Enyart Live. Bob Enyart Live, our flagship station, is in Denver, Colorado, 50,000-watt KLTT radio, the strongest Christian radio signal in the country. And so here we go, calling an abortion mill to see how their clinic workers handle the case where an adult is molesting, raping, sexually molesting a child.
Oh, okay. Let me stop you right here, because if you tell me anything else, I have to call the police.
Why?
Because you're 13 and your partner's 22, right?
Yeah.
That's against the law. I have to report it by law.
Oh.
So I don't want to know your name or anything about you if you don't want me calling the police.
Okay.
So what you need to do is you need to call completely anonymously and, you know, talk to someone on our appointment line.
Okay.
And don't tell us anything about who your partner is.
Okay.
All right,
okay?
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. Now, what we've got going here is we have abortion clinic workers from all over the country, from all 50 states, doing their best to make sure that the rapist gets away with his crime. And when they have a young victim calling in, they could help that victim. And because if she's 13 or 14 years old, she doesn't realize the impact of what's going on and how having an adult male sexually molest her and manipulate her and commit statutory rape against her, how that very likely will destroy the rest of her life. Very possibly, especially now when adults are involved, the abortion clinic workers, and the adults don't do anything to stop it. But let's continue.
Yeah, but it's a legal thing. So,
well, what could happen?
Well, he could get in trouble, not you, but he could. So,
well, are you going to tell on him?
No, I won't.
Stop the tape. Hundreds, 813 abortion mills around the country and Planned Parenthood referral clinics, 813. And they were all called. And this is representative of those calls, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of calls where the health care provider, supposedly, really the paid child killer, where that person finds out that a child is being raped and they become an accomplice after the fact to help the rapist hide what's going on. Let's finish this one.
When you go to the doctor, you shouldn't tell them how old your boyfriend is.
Oh, okay.
I think that would be better.
Okay.
Just, you know, maybe have a girlfriend come with you and tell him your boyfriend's 16 or something.
Oh.
Because he could get in a lot of trouble. Okay, so don't say anything about that.
Mm. All right. So we've got about 8 or 10 of these clips out of a video over an hour long that we've decided we want to play for you during this hour. So we'll take a couple calls, and in fact, real quick, hey Dean, are you going to be able to hang on till after the break?
Yeah.
All right. Were you aware of this project by Life Dynamics?
No.
All right. Well, I'm going to put you on hold, and when we come back, Dean will be the first comment we'll get from the general public on this. This is Bob and Yurt Live. I pastor Denver Bible Church, and we are on the Information Radio Network, and we will be right back. Hey, this is a live commercial break. We're playing clips from phone calls placed to abortion mills around the country. But this is Bob Enyart, and we're in a commercial now. And I want to let you know about Denver Bible Church. At Denver Bible Church, we teach the Bible. We preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. But we also take on, because this is part of the Bible message, we take on the moral issues of our day, like abortion, killing unborn children, and homosexuality, destroying the lives of young people. You know what's, if there is evil, and there is, but for the liberals out there who are tuning in, if there was a Satan, and there is, And his goal was to destroy people. You know what is a greater victory for him? Greater than, say, blowing them up in an explosion? Getting them to destroy themselves. And that's what sexual immorality does. It destroys people from the inside out. It destroys families, communities, churches, cultures, and nations are destroyed by sexual immorality. So at Denver Bible Church, we address these issues head on. And if you don't live in the Denver area, then you could visit us online at denverbiblechurch.org. And we'd love to have you come and visit. Or you can call us up and you could get the sermons that are preached every Sunday morning. You could get our monthly Bible study mailings. So call us 1-888-8-NYART. We'd like to talk to you. All right, now, we're still in the commercial break. Don't panic. Hey, I want to tell you about some of the audio albums that we've got out. We have fun albums in the book of Genesis. And there's one, it's only got four tapes in it. It's called Genesis Jacob. And, you know, the book of Genesis is so fascinating in that it tells these stories of siblings. And for the public school teachers tuning in, you know what siblings are, right? Like brothers and sisters, or two brothers, they're siblings. Two sisters, they're siblings. A brother and a sister, they're siblings. Well, in the book of Genesis, story after story is given where the siblings swap places, where the older takes the place of the younger, with Isaac and Ishmael and Jacob and Esau and on. It's so fascinating. Why? Well, get our album and find out. All right, we're back. Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-NYART. And if Dean doesn't mind, and other callers don't mind, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to play one more clip and then go right to Dean. So what we're going to do, this next clip will have excerpts in it from abortion mills. We don't call them abortion clinics normally. We call them abortion mills. Abortion mills in Missouri, North Carolina, Connecticut, and Wisconsin. It's less than a two-minute clip, so here we go.
He's 22?
Yeah.
You know what? I would not bring him in.
Just don't bring him in at all?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
Forget that you told me that.
Okay. Okay, and they wouldn't have to tell my parents?
Right. And I wouldn't advise you to say anything about your boyfriend being 22, because that's statutory right. Because you are a minor, and he is older than 18?
Yeah.
Okay, it's called statutory rape.
But he's not raping me. I mean, I know,
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. I know. He's not raping me. We love each other. We're going to get married. And that's all a 13-year-old would have to say to a Planned Parenthood abortion provider to get the abortion provider to help the rapist get away with the crime, to help cover up the crime.
I don't believe if you do not give us that tell us, do not, when you go to Norwich, you're going to want to give them a call.
Okay.
Don't tell them that information.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then it'll be okay.
If you do not say the age of your partner.
So if you tell, you know, or if any client mentions this, that person would have to, under law, contact authority.
Oh, okay.
If that is not known, then that's not known.
Oh.
You know, that's what matters, you know.
Okay.
So that's basically, and that's the only general information.
So if I don't say anything about him, it'll be all right?
Well, you know, I can't say that either. Like, I'm not supposed to say anything about that.
Oh.
But I think you got the picture.
Okay.
I got the picture. All right. Let's go to Dean in South Bend, Indiana. Dean, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
It's welcome to be here, Bob.
All right.
St. Robert, how's that?
Ah, we're all saints in the body of Christ.
Okay. Well, that was a compliment designed special for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, Dean, these are calls placed by a 23-year-old woman who has a very young-sounding voice.
Mm-hmm.
She called into abortion mills, every Planned Parenthood in the country. In fact, the Abortion Federation of America, they
right.
have 813 facilities. They called all of them with the same scenario, and they got almost the same response over and over and over. All the healthcare workers knew the law, that it was statutory rape and that they'd have an obligation to report the rapist, but over and over, hundreds of times, the vast majority of times, the Planned Parenthood employees, the abortion mill employees, did what they could to help the rapist get away with the crime.
That's pretty sick, Bob.
It is sick, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some very, very sick people running around out there and and masquerading as supposedly healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a clip coming up where an interview with Joanne Bennett, whose daughter was abused, sexually raped, basically, by an adult. This is a true story. Now, these calls, this is a reenactment of things that we know go on constantly. But there's coming up an actual interview with Joanne Bennett, whose daughter really lived through this nightmare, and the abortion clinic helped to cover up the crime and aborted the daughter. So, and that's a real live lawsuit underway right now.
Bob?
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
All right.
Is the terms that are used to address this pro-life, because I remember you said, and I'm pleased, don't take this as criticism of you or your program, because it's a wonderful program.
Thank you, yeah.
But you said anti-abortion. What the phrase should be is the abortionists are anti-life,
right,
and the pro-life people are pro-life.
Well, that's totally true. But you see, the liberals and the media are determined to call us anti-choice.
Right.
And then pro-choice. So,
right.
I mean, that is one of 10,000 things on Judgment Day that they will get extra stripes from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Because Jesus said on Judgment Day, some will be beaten with many stripes and others with few. So that's one of the things. But we make a strategic, maybe a tactical decision not to take time on the air to debate labels, because while they're important, we'd rather focus on directly the issue. They're killing children. They're enabling adults to abuse and even rape, molest children. These are evil people, whatever label they put on it. So, all right. Hey, Dean, thank you for your call.
God bless you. You're welcome, Bob.
I really appreciate that. What a neat guy. 1-800-8-N-YARTS, 1-800-836-9278. Let's continue with these clips.
Actually?
Yeah?
That's considered statutory rape.
Okay.
He's 22.
Well, what can I do?
You need to come in and let us evaluate.
Okay. Would you guys have to tell anybody?
Here, no. We don't tell anybody anything.
Oh, okay. That's great.
We try and keep things confidential, but if it's something the clinician feels a bad feeling about, then she might call and report it.
So I shouldn't tell her anything?
Well, that is true. You could do that if you wanted to.
Oh, okay.
So you could change his age or something if you feel that you need to.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell anyone I said that.
All right.
Okay?
Planned Parenthood.
Okay, we're back.
All right.
One of the points I want to make to you about these tapes is that these aren't, what you've just heard are not the rare exceptions. We have hundreds of tapes that follow this exact same pattern. These are the rule, not the exception. As I said, in over 91% of the cases, even though they agreed that this was statutory rape and that they were required to report it, they did not. They agreed to conceal this information.
All right. Now, you could tell that we've taken excerpts, outtakes from this video, Life Dynamics, the special edition video they've got, And you could find Life Dynamics on the web easy enough and order the video, but we're also going to make them available here if anybody would like one of these, because it's not just audio, it's a video. This is radio, so you could just imagine there are interviews and you'll get to see people talking, and it's rather interesting. So you can call us at 1-888-8-NUR and order a video for yourself, $24.95. But of course, you're going to get the entire thrust of it right here on the program. So now we're going to continue with these clips. So let's go to the next clip.
Joanne, for you, all this that we've been talking about today is not philosophy or theory. It's real world, isn't it?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about your situation, what happened in your family.
Well, in 1999, I found out that the person I was going to marry was sexually abusing my oldest daughter. And then I found out that he had impregnated her and taken her to Maryland to have an abortion. And
now, you didn't know about this relationship at the time?
Oh, no.
Right.
No.
And how old was your daughter at that time?
She was 13.
13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in his 30s, as I understand?
Yes.
Okay. And my understanding is that he was concerned that because Pennsylvania has a parental consent requirement, that if he went to an abortion clinic there, they might say something. Of course, we now know from our research that they wouldn't have, but he didn't know that at the time. So he goes, takes her out of state to Maryland because they don't have a parental involvement legislation. So he takes her there, and I also understand he stuck to her like glue the whole time she was there.
Right. I think he answered all the questions for her, and she didn't speak.
So here's an abortion clinic in a state that does have a mandatory reporting requirement. They have an adult male bringing in a 13-year-old girl who's pregnant, mm-hmm. and he's answering all the questions.
Right.
He's sticking to her like glue, does not allow her to be talked to by the facility without him there.
Right.
And they perform an abortion on her.
Yes.
Did they report that to the state?
No.
They sent her home.
Now stop the tape. Stop the tape. We're going to go back. We're going to pick up with that in progress. But first, let's go to Denver, Colorado. Leonard, speak your mind.
How do you do?
Hello, Leonard. Doing well.
Very, very bizarre phone calls. How does you wonder just how demented people can become in their thinking. I would point out that the courts, not too terribly long ago, found Operation Rescue guilty under the RICO statute because they found that consistently wherever they showed up at, they acted the same way.
Right.
I cannot imagine a reason why there aren't prosecuting attorneys, district attorneys, in every district around the country, jumping on this like Oprah Winfrey on a baked ham.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Leonard, here's
why. This is obviously a RICO violation, a racketeering influence and corrupt organization.
Well, let me tell you why they're not going to. Because the ones committing the crimes are abortionists.
Exactly.
And abortionists commit crime with impunity in our culture because, after all, they're already paid child killers. And
yes.
Since they're paid child killers, society has sanctioned that. So what could they possibly do that would be worse? And that's why abortionists get away. You know, here in Denver, there were so many lawsuits filed against our local abortionists.
Yes.
There were a couple dozen that had nothing to do with pro-lifers, just by women going in to get abortions and botched abortions. And of a couple dozen lawsuits, we sent a few people to the courthouse, and they spent quite a long time there, days there,
yes.
to look up each of these cases, and every single one was dismissed.
Oh, my goodness.
All over the country. Let me tell you what Planned Parenthood does. All over the country, they have hired the wives of influential judges, county judges, state judges, and they put their wives on significant positions of influence within Planned Parenthood, and they've done that. That's their strategy. We got to go to the news. We'll be right back. All right, Bob and Yart, and this is a commercial break. just so you know, we always want to make it clear. We don't want to merge the show with the commercial breaks. And it's live. We're talking about calls into local into abortion mills all over the country. But right now that gets me pretty angry, but I have to change channels here, switch modes in my mind so that we could keep the show going. If you're interested in what you hear here at Bob and Hart Live, if you appreciate the battle that we're all in, then we want to urge you to give us a call at 1-888-8-NYART. That's our order line. And we've got many, many different materials, whether print, manuscript, videos, audio tapes, audio albums, sermons, Bible studies, our monthly Bible study, automatic mailings, materials on raising up children, debating theological issues, debating evolution and philosophy, criminal justice, the death penalty, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Did Jesus actually rise from the dead, or did he not? The Apostle Paul is willing to address that question. And he says, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then we Christians are fools. That's what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15. And we Christians should be the first to agree with him. So if Jesus did not rise from the dead, we shouldn't be Christians, because the whole thing is a lie. But on the other hand, if he did, then everyone out there should become a Christian, because you would be a fool not to. And so we have a video called Mount Moriah. That's the mountain on which Christ was crucified. Mount Moriah, the same mountain on which Abraham went to offer up Isaac. The same mountain on which Solomon built the temple. The mountain on which Jesus Christ was crucified. It's quite a story in the history behind that mountain. And there's historical and geographical evidence, a mountain of evidence that shows that the resurrection is a part of history. It's not a fabrication. So you might be a Christian and believe in the resurrection, but have never really looked into all the evidence as to how we know that Jesus rose from the dead. And if you see that evidence, you can become more effective talking to others. So give us a call. We'll help you figure out what you want to order. 1-888-8-NYART. Thirteen-year-old Pennsylvania girl raped by her mother's fiancé, impregnated by him, and as, you know, child rapists, child molesters, NAMBLA, you know, they know the laws, and they know how to maximize their chances of getting away with crimes. So he figures, I'm not going to go to Philadelphia because they have a parental consent law, which parental consent is bad. No pro-lifer should support parental consent for abortion. Because you shouldn't support any crime, consent for any crime. Just substitute, because pro-lifers are so often dim-witted and short-sighted. And they think, well, that's a step in the right direction. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. What if it was not abortion? What if it was some other crime? Any other crime, like rape. You can't rape a woman unless you get consent from your parents or from her parents or from your neighbor. You can't kill a black man unless you get consent. You can't sell heroin to kids on a playground unless you get consent from the school. I mean, when you get consent to murder someone, the crime is worse. It's not better. It's worse. And the pro-lifers are helping to further entrench abortion in our legal tradition, our legal history, when we say any law promoted by pro-lifers is a bad law if it ends with, and then you can kill the baby. That's the rule of thumb. Now, I know, because I've been in the pro-life movement for many years, I know that pro-lifers tend to be stupid. They have a heart for God and a heart for the innocent, but they're also stupid. And the majority of pro-lifers support laws that end with, and then you can kill the baby. Don't be a stupid pro-lifer. Use the brain cell that God gave you. Use that brain cell and realize when other Christians around you promote some mindless pro-life legislation, look at it carefully and say, if it ends with, and then you could kill the baby, I oppose it because I'm not going to advocate anything that legitimizes killing any innocent child. Let's continue with our Planned Parenthood special.
5 months later, where are we now?
5 months later, the very same thing happened again. The very same clinic, the very same people, the very same procedure. It happened again.
She was pregnant again. He takes her back because he knows they'll keep their mouth shut.
Right.
He takes her back again out of state. Michael, you're representing Joanne now.
Stop the tape.
In this matter.
Stop the tape. Now we're going to hear from the lawyer. As a general rule, we don't like lawyers, but some lawyers are fighting to stop child killing and to do the right thing, and we do appreciate their help when they do that. This show, this is our Planned Parenthood special, this show. And not every abortion mill that's referred to, that all these excerpts, they're not all Planned Parenthood. But Planned Parenthood is the number one child killer in the country. My mother once spoke to a group of women back in New Jersey, and she started out her talk this way. She said, Planned Parenthood is the enemy. Planned Parenthood is the enemy. Planned Parenthood is the enemy. You know, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention should listen to that quote by my mom. Well, he's against abortion, but he's a little confused on who the enemy is right now. Same abortion mill, same 13-year-old, same 30-year-old. 5 months later, she's impregnated again. If they would have went to the police and reported a child rape, a potential child rape, a guy bringing a 13-year-old in for an abortion who's obviously not her father, not that that should matter anyway, even with their despicable standard of morality and ethics, they should have been able to call the authorities and protect this 13-year-old girl from being raped again. They should have been able to do that.
Her daughter.
Yes.
And we, of course, are helping out with this situation. Mm-hmm. We are going to help you out. We're going to be filing a lawsuit very shortly on behalf of Joanne and her daughter against this abortion mill. Is that correct?
Among others, yes, we're going to be, because they have, among other things, the list is quite long of things that they did wrong, but not the least of which is this failure to report, which we believe would have prevented the second situation altogether.
Right.
At least the second situation.
Right.
And perhaps the first, if the clinic had done what they were supposed to do, the procedure might not have ever even happened.
Right.
You know of my history and some of my involvement in cases like this, and I get at least one call a week on variations on the same theme. And of course, the abortion industry has done a fairly good PR job of having a good face out front of how much they care and other things like that. And from the cases, active cases that I currently have suits filed, and those that we're reviewing at this time, I get a call at least once a week for this kind of thing going on again and again from all over the country.
Well, we know from just the research that we've done that, and I hate to even use this number because it seems like you're exaggerating, but we're not. There are hundreds of thousands of these cases out there. And that's why I said earlier, if we make the abortion industry pay for what they're doing, mm-hmm. it'll bankrupt them.
Right.
And if and you talk
the
about
tape,
them,
stop the tape, stop the tape. I'm all for this effort. I'm so thrilled that Life Dynamics has uncovered this. Just another piece of evidence against the abortion industry in America to damn them, but it will not bankrupt them. It will not bankrupt them. The judges all over the land appointed by Republicans are pro-aborts. The judges all over the land appointed by Republicans are pro-aborts. That's a general statement. Any liberals out there listening, a little confused? Speaking in generalities, Republican governors, Republican presidents appoint pro-abortion judges. George W. Bush has filled the Texas Supreme Court with radical pro-abortion judges, and he destroyed that court for a generation. He destroyed it, and since his judges have been put in there, they've issued the most radical pro-abortion decision in the history of the state of Texas. So will this bankrupt the industry? No. Should this battle continue? Yes. Should this material be used to expose the child killers as the enemies of children that they are? Yes, it should.
Given this argument that they care about women, just look at the research that we've done. To say that they care about women is preposterous. They care about the money that comes in from those women.
Yeah, that's dead on right. They care about the money. That's not all they care about. All right, before we get to the next commercial, let's do another clip.
Joanne, let me ask you a question. You said you didn't find out about the pregnancies or the abortions for a couple of months after you found out about the sexual relationship. How did you feel when you first found out that there were international corporations out there that the abuser of your daughter could take her to cover up the sexual abuse? What went through your mind when you first learned that?
I was outraged. I could not believe that, first of all, that it would happen once, but twice. I couldn't believe that.
And they take money out of my paycheck, out of your paycheck, and out of your paycheck. The federal government takes money out of our paychecks and gives it to these organizations who then protect the pedophiles that are going after our daughters. I can't believe that when we get this word out to the American people, they're not going to be outraged about this. They have to be. Just as you say you were when you learned that there were functioning legal facilities that this guy could take your daughter to in order to conceal this crime.
All right, hold the tapes. All right. Now, when we come back from this break, I want to know if Heidi, I'm going to go to Heidi in Mishawaka. Heidi, can you hang on through the break here?
Yes, I will.
Because I know that you want to talk about something that's really neat, something that's described in the Bible from God's perspective of the child in the womb.
That's right.
And, boy, I want to get to that. So please hang on, all right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's see. Maybe we've got time. We got time before the break, right? All right. Okay, Heidi, we're back. We're to you right now.
Okay.
Are you going to actually quote out of the Bible?
Well, I was going to read it.
Well, I got to give a warning then.
Okay.
And so maybe then we'll run out of time before the break. But here we go. Warning, warning, warning. Will Robinson, there are Bible verses up ahead. For those in the audience who advocate pluralism and diversity, we know here at Bob and Yurt Live that you would like to censor anyone who would dare quote a Bible verse in public. So this warning gives you fair notice. Raw, unadulterated truth is about to be uttered. All right, when we come back, we've done the warning. We've taken care of the FCC requirements. We'll actually have a reading from the Bible. All right, we only have a short time here in this commercial break, and I'm going to try to name for you all of our videos and tell you what they're about. Here goes. Get Out of the Matrix. That's where I got to debate a philosophy class in Lansing, Michigan, and their professor. That was a fun video. Bob Debates Predestination. That's a moderated debate by talk show host John Mangopoulos. Bob Enyart versus a pastor. We both flew into a town, had a debate. It was a great time. Bob Debates Predestination. A Bible tour of Israel. On our last trip, we brought along a videographer, and he videoed the locations we went to and what we learned about the historic archaeological evidence in the Holy Land, that if the story of the Bible is true, then perhaps the message is also. And there's overwhelming evidence that supports the story details in the Bible. God and the death penalty. This video is mostly the New Testament support for capital punishment. It's a fun video. If you know anybody who's a little shaky on the death penalty, let them watch this video. Hey, I met my wife at a death penalty event, Cheryl. And boy, are we happily married for 8 years and all these wonderful boys that we have. So God and the death penalty. Any single guys out there, get the video. Mount Moriah, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the overwhelming evidence for the resurrection. Morality, why God forbids sexual immorality. Why does God do that? Why doesn't he just say, oh, it's okay, just have fun? Because it won't be fun. Well, it might appear fun for a moment, sort of like a teenager doing crack cocaine. But long term, it won't be fun. And by the way, the morality video, that's also my testimony. Sex Has a Price Tag by Pam Stenzel. What a great video. Dynamite for singles and young people. Divorce and remarriage. Divorce and remarriage, that goes through the Bible and shows so many verses that Christians almost never use. It's as though they don't know they exist when God speaks about divorce and remarriage and the amazing things that he says about it. Mount St. Helens. Now that's Dr. Stephen Austin with the Institute for Creation Research. What a neat video about when Mount St. Helens blew, what it shows us about the age of the earth and geology and strata. Oh, it's just fascinating. So give us a call. I didn't get it through the list. Give us a call, 1-888-8-NYART. We're back, Bob and Yart Live, 1-800-8-NYART, and we're in Mishawaka, Indiana, which is northern Indiana. Heidi, go right ahead.
Okay, I'm just reading from the Bible, Psalm 139, verses 13 through 17.
Mm-hmm.
For thou hast possessed my inward parts, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hidden from thee. When I was made in secret and intricately wrought in the lowest parts of the earth, thine eyes did see my substance yet being unformed. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them!
Wow.
Heidi, powerful, isn't it?
It's very powerful that God loves the child being formed in the womb. And these words, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and our English Bibles are translated from the Hebrew. And when you look at like Psalm 139, verse 15, my frame was not hidden from you, and my substance. This passage is talking about the baby coming together in the womb, his little bones, his skeleton being formed,
right,
his joints and sinews coming together, and that God designed the entire 9-month process, and before even one of those days had been completed, God knew how that little baby would come together and be formed.
That's right.
So beautiful. Thank you, Heidi.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Wow, that's neat. 1-800-8-NYART. We're going to continue with these clips from abortion mills around the country with a woman calling in as a 13-year-old girl with a 22-year-old man who impregnated her, and the abortion clinic workers help to cover up the crime. They become an accomplice after the fact. They do exactly what the child rapist would want them to do. They cover it up.
Legal facilities that this guy could take your daughter to in order to conceal this crime.
Well, on both occasions, you have a grown man bringing a young girl across state lines, different last names, paying cash, and two times within 5 months, and nobody did anything.
Nobody made a report.
No.
Hey, and pay cash? Yeah, Planned Parenthood, they don't take checks, by the way, and they prefer cash. Now, is that unusual for a medical provider? That would be, wouldn't it? But it's sort of typical for a murderer, a paid killer. See, they prefer cash.
It is pretty amazing when you think about it that even somebody in that abortion clinic's conscience, even the people that are working in an abortion clinic, their consciences would be so seared that they look at this situation because they had to know what was going on.
Exactly.
Well, we even have sworn testimony from workers at this particular clinic where they acknowledge that they, we knew something was up here, but you know, don't ask, don't tell, don't pursue seems to be the mantra at the very best. The best face would be that. And I think in some cases, just outright concealing it intentionally.
And that's exactly what our research has found, that they said they're going to do in their own materials. Our statistical analysis shows that they are doing that. And then the survey that we did on the phone proves that they're doing it. I mean, and now we have these cases like this. And, Joanne, I know it's hard to imagine, but I promise you, you're just one of hundreds of thousands of these that are out there. Because those of us that have been in the pro-life movement for a long time have seen this. We've seen this pattern before.
Yeah, we've seen the pattern before, all right. I'll tell you what I've seen with my own eyes. Teenage girls pulling up in a car being driven by some guy into the Planned Parenthood parking lot here in Denver, Colorado at 20th and Vine Street. By the way, Saturday morning, if you're not doing anything, show up at 20th and Vine at 7:30 in the morning. How many people were there this Saturday? Dozens. Probably 50 people there to try to stop, maybe more than 50, to try to stop the killing. Show up 7:30 in the morning. Plan to stay an hour or so. When it's done, if you stay a little longer, you go to Swift's with everybody and have breakfast. And here's what I've seen. A teenage girl in a passenger seat of a car being drove into the Planned Parenthood parking lot. And as she's driving in, she's convulsing with tears. And they get it and they park and the guy gets out and she can't hardly walk because how she's crying. She's emotionally distraught. And you think if Planned Parenthood cared anything for her at all, they would say, you know, obviously this is a big decision and you're having a hard time with it. This is not a good time to decide to end your pregnancy. Why don't you go home and think about this for a day and then call us back? That's if their whole line was real, that they cared about women. They don't give a rip about women. When you start murdering people, you get a bloodlust. They're obsessed with killing kids. Planned Parenthood is obsessed with killing kids.
Most business people know the value of diversification, and apparently those in the abortion industry have learned this lesson well. Not only do they rake in billions by killing helpless babies in the womb, they maximize profits by chopping up their victims' bodies and selling them for parts. And now we learn that they are also the nation's leader in selling cover-ups to men who sexually abuse underage girls. That fact is creating an uncomfortable situation for their lackeys over in the press. For several months now, the left-stream media has been almost giddy in the reporting of the pedophile priest scandal in the Catholic Church. They've written millions of words about it, led off their evening newscasts with it, had nationally televised one-hour specials about it, and made certain that their talking head political programs leave no American unaware of the problem. Their constant drumbeat has been that anyone who covers up this disgusting activity should be hauled into court and made to pay.
All right.
Of course,
now, hey, Life Dynamics, these guys are sharp. They're sharp, all right? And if you want this video, call us, 1-888-8-NYART, and we'll get it to you for $24.95. Next cut.
Welcome back. I'm joined now by Ed Zielinski, our general counsel for Life Dynamics. Hello, Ed. How are you?
Good, Mark.
Are you as mad about this deal as I am?
Yes, sir. Ready to spit bullets.
What are we going to do about it?
Well, we're going to put them out of business, Mark. And they have given us all the opportunities to put them out of business.
Let's stop the tape. Stop the tape. I'm going to repeat the same point I made earlier. The Republican politicians have appointed almost only pro-abortion judges. Now, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but it mostly characterizes the battle that we face. Look at the U.S. Supreme Court. 7 of the 9 were appointed by Republicans, and it's a radically pro-abortion Supreme Court. There's not one of the 9 justices, not Rehnquist, not Scalia, not Thomas, who says that an unborn child has a right to live and should be protected by the government. Not a one of them. Even those guys are pro-choice. As long as the people vote for it or the state wants it, then, hey, it's legal, according to them. Next clip.
What has happened now is the abortion industry's just complacency and attitude towards reporting has put them in the perfect position for us to not only put them in criminal problems, but put them in very severe civil problems.
What kind of civil litigation can we pursue with these guys?
Well, as you know, we've talked about this in a number of different occasions, but one of the most interesting parts of this is that for every duty a person has, there's also a liability if you fail to meet that duty. And these people, by statute, by criminal statute, have been given a duty to report child abuse.
All right, stop the tape, stop the tape. Not too many years ago, it was pretty much flat out against the law to kill a child for money. You couldn't do that. The abortionists were doing it, and the legislatures and the judges, the courts, the lawyers, and, yeah, the Republican presidents went along with it, even when they campaign and say they're pro-life. They appoint pro-abortion judges. So that's what we're up against. Last clip.
If a girl comes into their office is pregnant or is involved in needing STD treatment or birth control, that girl is evidencing that she's been involved in sexual activity, and they're supposed to report.
In all 50 states?
Yes, sir.
In all our circumstances?
That's right.
That puts them in a situation where they are vulnerable to not only criminal litigation, but the civil litigation like we're going to bring in the case.
That's right.
In the previous segment.
What happens is they've got a duty to report mandated by a statute. They fail in that duty to report. The person who suffers the consequence of that is the child, the child's parents, and a number of other people that are going to take care of that child.
All right. Now, the duty to report. Yeah, they got a duty to report that a child is being raped. But here's what the liberals will say. They will say that if we enforce this law, that will have a chilling effect on the ability of young, the most vulnerable women among us to get the health care they need. So they're going to say that we cannot enforce these laws because of the chilling effect on the ability of vulnerable young women to get the health care they need. What they mean is to kill the baby to cover up the rape. That's what they mean when they say that. But I don't even know. I'm not convinced that they'll have to respond to this. Because the mainstream media won't care. You think KOA Radio will pick up this story here in Denver? You think Peter Boyles on KHOW will run with this? That the abortion mills are covering up child rapists? What do you think? Hey, Steve Kelly on KOA, the morning show. You can do this. You're pro-life. But it's so politically incorrect. How would he get away with it? But the media won't care. Denver media won't care. South Bend, you think the South Bend Tribune will break this story on page one? That the local South Bend abortion mills are covering up for child rapists? The publisher of the South Bend Tribune doesn't have the guts. I remember him defending child pornographers. I remember that because I lived in South Bend for a while, and I remember the news about these books being sold filled with naked children and teenagers. Seductive books of naked children. He defended it as free speech and as art. The pervert. Oh, yeah, and he goes to a real nice church in South Bend, too. Big church. Good church. Except that they haven't kicked him out. Hey, Denver Bible Church, that's where we worship, right here in Colorado. If you're in Denver, come and visit us. If not, this is Bob Inyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.